I read a report 2 weeks ago about the alarming increase of cancer in young people. Now, cancer has traditionally been thought of as an older person's disease, and I needed to understand more about it. So joining me right now is Professor Michael C. Herbst, who is a health specialist from the Cancer Association of South Africa. Good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining me. What are the main cancers that we are seeing increasing in young people?
Good afternoon, and thank you very much for having me.
Pleasure.
It's so nice to be back on High
FM. Yes, it
again.
Is, and it's about time.
Yes. I thought you people had forgotten about
me. Never.
But thank you very much for having me this afternoon.
Thank you.
And we're talking about a very, very important topic, you know, and that is the increase that we are seeing in cancer amongst younger individuals.
Yes.
And you so rightly said that, you know, it was always seen as a disease of older people. And apart from that, the number of cancer cases that was known to everybody was rather low. Now, I'm a little bit older than I think you are, and maybe as some of your listeners, but I can remember as a child that cancer was such a rare thing, and it was so secretly spoken about.
Yes.
That somebody very often, instead of saying, "Did you hear so-and-so has," and then instead of saying the word cancer,
whisper
they'll
it.
Put their hand in front of their mouth.
Mm.
You know, then later on we started talking and saying, you know, every six people that you met or that you will meet may have a friend or a family member or somebody that they know that has been diagnosed with cancer. About 3-4 years ago, we said one in four people. Today, practically every single individual we meet has a family member, a friend, or somebody in their circle that they know who's been diagnosed. And the scary thing is that it's becoming more and more the issue amongst younger people. I mean, we've got young girls in their 30s.
Yeah.
Late 29s and 30s, diagnosed with breast cancer. We've got young men in their 30s being diagnosed with prostate cancer. Now, these were diseases, you know, of people 50 and 60 years and older. And
so was
really
our, so,
be scary.
So, Professor, was our research wrong? Or is our ability to diagnose better? Is there a better awareness?
You've done your homework. I can hear that. You know, there is not a single definitive answer as to why we have an incidence of more cancer. And then I want to then pay special attention, why so much more amongst younger people?
Yes, and thyroid cancers. You know, I was speaking to someone who's telling me that her son was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. And I was thinking, you know, we sit on the phone the whole day. What's happened to the radioactive from phones? You know, do we still measure that, or is it something that we couldn't do anything about, so we just stopped talking about it?
Yes, you know, these more rarer cancers, and we're seeing them regularly being mentioned,
yeah,
and people being diagnosed.
Yes.
Now, the as I was saying, you know, this multifactorial, the whole issue around the incidence of cancer in a modern day living as we know it. And it has a sort of a combination of lifestyle, environmental exposure, and then you mentioned it, increases in screening and diagnosis rates. Because we know that there are scientific advances, there are many more screening services and screening tests available for people that they can go. And we can very often diagnose very often many of the cancers early on. And that makes getting somebody into remission so much easier and even to cure many people. So those are the things. But also then amongst lifestyle, there are several things like obesity,
yes,
inactivity. You know, we've become couch potatoes. Even younger children, they're on their cell phones, they're hours every day. I was in a restaurant not so long ago, and a family, a father and a mother and three children came in. They sat at a table close to where I was sitting. and they sat down and they each just took out their cell phone and they were busy on their cell phones, and they were interrupted by the waiter to say, "Can I get your order, please?" And the waiter had hardly left and they were back on their cell phones. They never spoke a word to each other during that whole time.
Wow.
This is how inactive we are becoming. And it's these lifestyle changes that really is so important.
So can we talk about when should we get medical attention?
Well, you know, I always say to people, whenever I speak in public or on radio or TV, and it's usually my closing message.
Yes.
And I'm going to repeat it again today when we get to the end of this little insert. Anything that is different in your body today than it was yesterday, last week, last month, or last year must be reported to a health professional. It needs to be investigated so that we know what it is, what the cause is, because an early diagnosis leads to early treatment, and we can get people who have been diagnosed early with their cancer to get them into remission, and very often to cure them of their cancer. So that is when we're, but we do have specific age groups that we advise people for different things. Like in the past, we said, you know, every woman around about age 50, 55, and 60 needed to go for an annual mammogram. Now we're already saying, if you are at risk, and when is a woman at risk? If she has for breast cancer, if she has a first-degree female relative that has been diagnosed with breast cancer, that is now a mother, a sister, a grandmother, or an aunt. And now we're saying to them, if you have a first-degree relative, you need to start going for your first mammogram anything between age 35 and 40, and no later than that. But we now added additional things to that. If a woman has a first-degree male relative who was diagnosed with prostate cancer, because you know prostate cancer is also one of these cancers that there is a link between prostate and breast cancer, in that we talk about BRCA1 and BRCA2
yes.
gene mutations, and they affect both prostate and breast cancer. So if a girl has a first-degree male relative who's been diagnosed with prostate cancer, that is a father, a brother, a grandfather, an uncle, then she is at a higher risk for breast cancer. And the reverse again is true. Men again for prostate cancer, of course, if they have a first-degree male relative, they're at a higher risk. But if they also have a first-degree female relative with BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene mutation breast cancer, then they are again at higher risk for prostate cancer. And then instead of starting their PSA testing around about age 50 or somewhere like that, we say to them, 30, 35, you maybe now need to go for your first, and then listen to the advice of your health professional of when you should repeat and go and see a urologist or somebody who is specializing in urological matters.
Yeah, you know, and also I think that men, unfortunately this is where we have to leave it, Prof, but men approach things differently. They always leave it to the last minute, unlike women, where our messaging is different.
We kind of look after.
Yeah, and we love the men in our lives, don't we? We want them to be with us. Okay, look, it might
yes.
not be for them. That it might not be such a thing for them, but still, we want them in our lives.
Men believe cowboys don't cry.
Yes.
You know, men cannot, you know, he's the winner. He cannot be hunted. He is the hunter. But men do cry, and men can be hunted.
And it can all
and
be true at the same time.
Men are not always as strong as they want to believe or let people believe they are.
Professor
and
Herbst,
they,
you are...
Men are terrible.
No, they're not. They're wonderful. And that's why they need to go and get checked up. So Professor Michael C. Herbst, thank you very, very much for your time. You're always wonderful to speak to. And thank you. And just keep on doing the wonderful work that you do. Professor Herbst is a health specialist and he works at the Cancer Association of South Africa. Yes, I'm talking to the men. We love you. Please, please go and get it checked up.